Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, joined by dividend titan Willie Kang. And we're going to be chatting now with Nirgunan Tiruchelvam, our friend and market watcher. He's got a new job and he's going to tell us all about it. Nirgunan, welcome back.
Thank you, Rachel, for your generous introduction.
Congratulations on your new role. So, Nirgunan, you are now head of consumer and internet at Aletheia Capital. Tell us more about your new role.
Right. Aletheia Capital is Asia's leading independent research firm. It has a very strong client following. And in my role, I would be covering the consumer and internet sectors in emerging markets and helping investors across the world to come up with better decisions.
I see. And when you say internet, I saw, Nirgunan, you recently published an article titled Tread Carefully in the Metaverse. What's all that about?
Everybody wants to get a piece of the metaverse. In fact, Facebook has changed its name to Meta in recognition of this major trend. The metaverse trend that we are seeing at the moment is reminiscent of what we saw in the mid-90s when everybody wanted a piece of the internet. Having said that, the infrastructure for people to seamlessly use the metaverse to socialize, to play, to work, and even to date, hasn't achieved the technological specifications that are required for it to be very successful. So we are a long way away from it becoming a mass product.
So as Hongbin likes to say, does that mean Meta isn't necessarily better?
That's very well put. That's correct.
We're missing her in the studio today, but we're glad to have Willie with us. And we've got to talk to you now about the earnings season. Willie and I were talking about Tesla earlier, weren't we?
Yep. So maybe you can just share with us about your views on the latest Tesla earnings update and what, you know, Elon Musk said.
Right. I don't want to get into the specifics of the stock, but it's clear that we are living in a world where disruptive technologies, such as EV technology, has captured the imagination of the public. Mm-hmm. And it's possible that a disruptive player such as Tesla would make the most of the trend towards alternative sources of auto travel in a world where oil prices are hovering around $100 a barrel. It is certainly conceivable that people are looking for cheaper alternatives. And companies like Tesla are at the forefront of this trend.
What else are you watching out for this earnings season, Nirgunan?
Investors need to understand that 2022 has been a particularly troubling year where both stocks and bond prices have moved downward in tandem. And bond prices, for example, have recorded the worst year since 1942. Most investors weren't around in 1942, but the values that would drive any investor at any period of time need to be remembered at a time like this, which is investors need to diversify and investors need to look at the long term.
I mean, Nirgunan, how about, you know, moving back into U.S. companies? You know, you have Netflix as well. You know, they're talking about adding more subscribers. At the same time, they're also talking about adding advertising on their platform, on their tiered products. What do you think of this?
Right. Netflix is an amazing company insofar as that it has been able to generate a huge user base with affordable levels. And this is symptomatic of the entire streaming industry. We need to understand that for many businesses, not just Netflix, many disruptive businesses, the COVID era provided a boost in usage numbers that may not be sustained post-COVID. But if your product has strong content, you will continue to generate reasonable growth. And investors need to weigh the pros and cons of both those factors.
Now, Nagurnan, you mentioned that both stocks are down, bonds are down, we're in earnings season, and some market strategists have said that earnings season is key to determining whether or not the markets have bottomed out. What's your view on that?
The earnings seasons are taking place at a time of intense challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Investors would be watching the earnings season to see whether the Fed is going to continue with their rate, going to roll back the rate hikes. At the current juncture, it is far too early to say, but the early indications have shown a series of stronger than expected results. We need to wait and see.
Mm. At the same time, I mean, many Wall Street economies are also holding firm to their bet that U.S. inflation could slow substantially over the next year. Do you think that the U.S. Fed will continue to wage their war on inflation by increasing rates next month?
Inflation is a backward-looking indicator in many cases. The statistics that people look at are historical statistics. And it is possible that some of the inflation data that the Fed and other regulators are looking at may not be as accurate or as instructive as possible. It is conceivable that inflation may have peaked because of supply-related issues. But there again, we need to watch the situation very carefully because it's always tricky for the regulator or the central banks to understand whether inflation has peaked or not.
Okay, so What are you expecting next from the Fed, Nagurnan?
The Fed is probably looking at the direction of people's behavior. In other words, they need to figure out whether the rate hikes that they have front-ended has actually changed people's consumption patterns, whether it has actually had a dent on inflation, or has it pushed the economy into a recession, which would be even worse than what was initially anticipated? That is the calibration that the Fed needs to master in this very tricky moment.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, or the markets are saying, that this current volatility resembles a lot like the 2008 crisis or the 1970s inflation crisis. What do you think? Is there a recession inevitable?
You know, people say that every happy family is similar, but every unhappy family is different.
Mm.
It's the same with crises. Every crisis has its unique characteristics.
Mm.
We may not be in a crisis along the lines of 2008 or 1997 or even the 1970s, but there are some unique factors in whatever challenges we're facing today. You need to understand that we are coming off a once-in-a-century pandemic. We are coming off a situation where governments across the world were involved in a massive stimulus package where they were providing fiscal stimulus and at the same time they were keeping interest rates very low. We are just coming out of that entire trend. So the issues that we face today are in many ways unprecedented.
Nagurnan, I'm an investor myself, so tell me, what should I be looking out for, you know, for the weeks to come? On what are you looking out for as well?
You and many other investors need to stick to the dictum that you should not put all your eggs in one basket, and you need to be protecting your nest egg for the long term.
Diversification.
That's right.
Okay, Nagurnan. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Great analogies, as always.
Thank you, Rachel. Best wishes.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Nagurnan Tiruchelvam, Head of Consumer Equity Research and Internet at Aletheia Capital. You are listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.